Yeah, because the reason is it's a historical fluke, really. I mean, they banned organ sales, essentially, and accidentally threw the baby out with the bathwater by banning pretty much all payment, even payment of expenses in most cases.
How does your group get around that?
Well, what we do is we are very careful just to cover expenses that are allowed under the law, and in particular, we are careful that we have everything, verify everything that it's really an expense and that we're not paying anyone anything up and beyond what they have expended in order to be able to donate.
Is it possible to estimate how many people have died who might have been helped by a willing living donor who just couldn't afford to absorb the costs?
Well, there's one study in Canada that asked donors who had already agreed to donate why they changed their mind, and 24% of them said they changed their mind because they realized they couldn't afford to donate. And it looks like, based on U.S. Census Bureau data, that only 8% of the U.S. population can afford to be a living donor without going into debt. So that's a very small part of the population. And current U.S. law helps the poorest of the poor, so 300% of the poverty line or below, with travel and lodging expenses. And the rich obviously can take care of themselves, but everybody in between is stuck, in addition to giving an organ, to spending on average $5,000 of their own money and up to as much as $20,000 just in order to be able to help save a life. And the American Living Organ Donor Fund feels very strongly that if someone is already sacrificing by giving an organ, they shouldn't also have to make a financial sacrifice.
Sure. Do you have an idea how many people you might be able to help?
Well, our goal is to save 30 lives in 30 days. And we're halfway through that campaign right now. So if any of your listeners Google Save 30 Lives in 30 Days, they can find us and help by contributing. Also, they can see some photographs of people that we've helped up there.
If somebody wanted to donate a kidney or another organ, how much would it cost them at this point with help from your group?
Well, it depends how much money we have collected. At this point, we have one donor who's a linchpin donor who is going to be part of a chain. People have probably heard of those chain donations. When she donates her kidney, there will be a whole set of other transplants that will take place in addition to the one that she's making happen. So that could be up to 10 people that we end up saving by helping her. And what we're doing is she has to take unpaid leave. So we are going to cover her unpaid leave. She doesn't have any travel expenses. But there are other donors who might be traveling. There's one who's applied who needs to travel out of state, and we will probably cover her travel costs. So it all depends. We try to do as much as we can so that the donor can donate, and hopefully without too much of a financial cost to themselves. But obviously how much we can do depends on how much we have in the bank.
And if folks want to contribute to what you have in the bank, how can they do that?
The best way would be just to Google Save 30 Lives in 30 Days, and that will take you directly to our website.